Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Let us warmly welcome Ani DeFranco back to the World Cafe. Her latest album, Which Side Are You On?, comes out today, Tuesday, January 17th, on Righteous Babe Records. She's been recording since her eponymous debut back in 1990. This was recorded in October during our 20th anniversary at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Her previous album was Red Letter Year, recorded during the charged political year of 2008. This new album has taken a while coming out, and I ask Ani if some of the political songs dated as far back as that last record.
This is definitely the longest I've taken to make a record. I'm getting slower and slower in my old age, and but I'm very happy about it in that I think if I'd have pushed this record into the world a few years ago, you know, it would be a very different record. And as it is, it's I've had a lot of time to explore it, to manifest a lot of sort of spiritual collaborations on the record, people that I drew into it, guest artists, and also, you know, because the times are just getting more and more complex, you know, there's a lot of political songs, super duper whack you over the head, capital P, which weren't a part of the first batch of songs. You know, I pulled out some of the more personal stuff and I started inserting these political songs along the way.
Well, right from the first album, you say that whenever you come out, you kind of expose what you're thinking about, what you're doing, who you are, and
you
that's
noticed.
Must be a whole lot of what you do. Let's talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously the political things we definitely should talk about, but what are some of the personal things that have happened? One of the things I know since last time I talked to you, you now live in New Orleans.
I do,
which
yeah.
Which is a pretty major change for you.
It is, yeah, it's an awesome, awesome town. It's like I have a new loved one, you know. New Orleans is so much personality and just, yeah, that's right, New Orleans lovers. And, yeah, so I'm living there, and you can hear it. The last record, what was it called? Red Letter Year, I made in New Orleans, and that had a lot of Louisiana musicians in it, and the flavor was starting to come through. And I guess this record even more so. You know, I'm making art now in this very potent, creative place, so it changes what I do.
Well, I got to say, when one thinks of Buffalo, one thinks of Ani DeFranco. Have you been able to kind of get into the center of the core of musicians and people in New Orleans as easily or as well?
Oh, yeah, totally easily. I mean, I made more friends in the first night of drinking in New Orleans than my life up till then, you know? It's that kind of town, you know? People are just really open and present, and I it's almost like an anomaly in America in that way, you know. I imagine those of you who have been there felt it too, you know, that sort of the loss of the facades and all of that, you know, and people are really real, which I find really inspiring. Yeah.
Well, now, when you left Buffalo behind, what happened to the whole Righteous Babe thing?
Yes,
there?
Right, the empire, the mothership.
It's so funny. There was a period of time when everybody loved to write about Ani DeFranco, and half the stories were on the business page.
It was
really interesting.
Genius entrepreneur that I am. Yeah, it's a weird one for me. You know, being somebody who deliberately stayed out of the sort of music industry as it was presented to me, just for a revulsion of business and profit motive and all of that, you know. So it's funny to be then seen as being this businesswoman extraordinaire, you know, in the end game. Hopefully not the end game. We opened this, we renovated a church in Buffalo, and that's where the record company offices reside, and there's also a venue, several venues, and an art gallery, and all kinds of stuff going on in this building in downtown Buffalo. And just when it was becoming a reality, I moved, you know? So That's a little bit of a bummer for me. I'm not there to be able to go to the shows and, but you know, guest bartend or whatever my fantasies were.
But it still exists. It's still...
It's very much, yeah, yeah. It's a, there's a lot of music going on there now, which I'm just really excited about.
Wow, that is fantastic. A bunch of things I want to talk about this record, and one of them is from the outside in, the title, Which Side Are You On? I know from Pete Seeger, and that is a song that you've actually done for a while. Was that a starting point for how you were thinking about this record?
Yeah, I learned that song, so to speak, a couple of years ago for the occasion of Pete Seeger's 90th birthday party. And so, yeah, I got my little folk singer assignments before the show, and one of them was to learn that song, which was actually written by a woman named Florence Reese back in the 1930s, I think. But Pete recorded it and really brought it to a lot of people. So I tinkered with it, you know, I sort of updated the verses, and but I've been playing it ever since in my shows. It's kind of like the rabble-rousing show closer. And originally, my new record was going to be called Albacore, which was one of the very personal songs, and it was when the record had a different nature to it. And, you know, as the years have gone by, these last 3 years or whatever, the title shifted to Which Side Are You On? And the tone of the record shifted in that direction, too.
As I guess it's an old Union song originally.
It's a Union song, that's right.
Yeah.
Few elections, still we the people won. We voted out corruption, big corporations. We voted for an end to war and a new direction. And we ain't gonna stop now until the job is done. Come on, all good workers, this here is our time. Now there's folks in Washington that care what's on our minds. Come on, come all voters, let's all vote next time. Show which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? It was 30 years of digging got us in this hole. The curse of Reaganomics has finally taken its toll. Lord knows the free market is anything but free. It costs dearly to the planet and the likes of you and me. I don't need no money lenders sucking on my a little socialism. Don't scare me one bit. We could do a whole lot. There's just too much misery, there's too much despair. America, who are we now? Our innocence is gone. Forgive us, Mother Africa, history's done you wrong. Too many stories written out in black and white. Yes. Come on, people of privilege, it's time to join the fight. Are we living in the shadow of slavery, or are we moving on? Tell me which side are you on? Which side are you on? mother was a feminist. She taught me to see the road to ruin is packed with patriarchy. So let the way of women guide democracy, and from plunder and pollution let Mother Earth be free. Feminism ain't about women. No, that's not who it is for. It's about a shift in consciousness that will bring an end to war. So listen up, you fathers. Listen up, you sons. And tell me, which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? So are we just consumers, or are we citizens? Are we gonna make more garbage, or are we gonna make amends? Are you part of the solution? Are you part of the con? Tell me, which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Come on, singers. Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? One more. Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on? Which side are you on now? Which side are you on?
Ani DeFranco on stage at the Chameleon in Lancaster, and we're getting a chance to talk with her about the music that is on the new album. Which side are you on? Well, I wanted to talk about a couple of the albums on these one, a big P political song, and maybe one a more personal one. And one of them, I guess, on the more political side is the song called Jay, which begins with you and a J, but that isn't really what it's about. It seems to be about real pharmaceuticals. And tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, I guess if you were to sum it up, it's really about the toxicity of our world, you know, the toxification of our water supply, of our air, of everything. I wrote it last year during the oil spill, the one that made the news in the Gulf, although the oil is spilling as we speak. So many of us feel and know that we need to turn the wheel, so to speak, away from fossil fuels, you know, into sustainable technologies, into, you know, I feel like it always freaks me out when people talk about cancer research and, and I think that cancer, you know, the way to get rid of cancer is to detoxify our environment. I try to, you know, sort of bring those. Actually, that's kind of one of the running themes in the record. And in fact, the packaging of the record has a very viscous, oily, liquid feel to it.
Well, let's hear Jay. This is Ani DeFranco live on stage at the Chameleon in Lancaster.
Can't sit on my porch and smoke a J and remember how peaceful life can be. But all night long are a bunch of pushers selling drugs right there on my TV. Drugs that whether or not I buy are gonna end up in my water supply, along with who knows what else, who knows when. Just gotta take a deep breath and drink it in. And round here, if there's one thing people know, it's the government ain't there for you, it's all for show. And I'm trying to tell them it don't have to be so, but I can understand their confidence is low. 'Cause round here, people so high they can't see. Over the tops of the tall pine trees, down to the mouth of the Mississippi. Sky, blood on the water like we all could die. Blood in the reeds glistening in the sun. Blood on our hands, each and every one. Here in the calm before the wars, when the earth shrugs us off like dinosaurs. Here in the sunset days of yore, the first signs washing ashore. Come more far somehow since the changing of the guard and all. I mean, dude could be FDR right now, and instead he's just shifting his weight. And the disappointment is the knockout blow, filmed in torture, a slow-mo. Oh, hope, please come where I can see. Don't let the poison get the best of me. Foretelling, truth is foretold, truth is for those with the guts to behold. We got vampires down here in Louisiana. We need voodoo dolls, we need talisman, we need wooden stakes and shards of light. We need harbingers riding through the night. We need fountain pens, we need whale harpoons to overthrow the oil tycoons. 'Cause there's no fish in the water, no birds in the sky, no life in the soil, no end to the lie. No time like the present, and it's passing us by. But it's never too late, no, never too late to try. 'Cause if we all had to change, we all just would. And we would move closer, and that would be good. And we would buy local, and we would buy less. And we'd realize that wasn't our happiness. No, 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 that wasn't.
Ani DeFranco on stage at the Chameleon in Lancaster. And we're getting a chance to talk with her about the music that is on the new album. Which side are you on? One of the small political songs, and you talk about letting us know everything that's going on in your life, is this song called Promiscuity, which I just figure is going to be fun to talk about no matter what you have to say.
Amen.
And it's kind of, it's a pro-promiscuity song.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, the song kind of says it, but maybe talk a little bit about the logic that led you to, to write this.
Yeah. Now that I'm an old married lady, I can safely look back at all my promiscuous years. And, you know, the one thing I regret is all of the lying, you know? all of the, and so it's sort of a song from the older, sort of monogamous me to the young promiscuous me saying, it's all good but the lion, you know? And if only, you know, I just sort of feel like when I'm queen, monogamy is going to be illegal until you're at least 30. Because I feel like, you know, the sort of social pressure or expectation even that we develop in ourselves to be monogamous is just biologically inappropriate, you know, for the young. So, by the time you're 40, you can do what you want. 30, maybe you have to apply for a permit. It's going to be very difficult. A lot of red tape. You have to dress up and go convince somebody that you're ready. And then maybe, you know, because I just, that's sort of where the song is coming from, that we should be able to embrace that as part of our learning process, part of how we explore the world.
Well, this is Promiscuity.
Putting together a compilation record a few years ago, a very traumatic experience for me to listen to me sing about me over and over and over again, yeah. And, pick just the right moments of meanness to, you know, distill it down to. And I came away from that experience with a lot of emotions. But the biggest one was like, wow, okay. It's gonna be okay. Get over it all. So many records of struggling, you know, with monogamy and fidelity and love and relationship. And it's like, I wrote this song to all those girls. Promiscuity is nothing more than traveling. There's more than one way to see the world. And some of us like to stick close to home, and some of us are Columbus, what can I say? Yes, nature always gets her way. Nature always gets her way. And seeing the world through another's eyes is like busting a window in a house of lies. And in the end, you make up your own mind. And there's wide open spaces and little cordoned off places. Check them out. Check them all out. Take your time. How far is too far? How much is enough? You gotta test this stuff. I mean, how you gonna know what you need, what you like, till you've been around the block a few times on that bike? I mean, how you gonna know who you are, what you feel, till you felt a few things that just don't feel real? Promiscuity is research and development. Evolution begs embellishment. And baby, you're a star. And you got to invisibilize society. When society gets cruel, just make like your nature's tool, which you are. Yes, nature always gets her way. Nature always gets her way. And monogamy is that carnival trophy you earn when you throw that ball into that urn. It's somewhat dumb luck, somewhat learned, and you just know when it's your turn. And honesty is the hardest part, your honesty is the highest art. And honestly, I myself just started, and eureka, I'm less brokenhearted. I mean, how you gonna know what you need, what you like, till you've been around the block a few times on that bike? I mean, how you gonna know who you are, what you feel, till you felt a few things that just don't feel real? Oh. you.
Ani DiFranco live on stage at the Chameleon in Lancaster. Well, last time I saw you was in the Rocky Mountains and at the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival a couple years ago, and it was a fantastic solo show. So you seem to really get a lot of energy from being alone in front of an audience.
I do. I do. I've been doing that more lately, sort of for economically inspired idea, because I have a kid now, so I'm trying to stay home as much as I can. Which means that when I do go out, I try to bring home as much as I can. So it's made me go back to playing solo, which, you know, after just grooving with my band for a few years, it's like, oh, it's excruciating and a little terrifying. But then as soon as I take a step back into that folk singing territory, I remember how much I love it, you know, that just direct, yeah, it's you and me, what do you got, this is what I got kind of vibe.
Well, wait a minute. Nobody grooves more on an acoustic guitar than you do.
Oh,
so.
Well, thank you.
So.
It's kind of amazing, though. I forgot how much, when you're standing on stage alone, how much the audience realizes that they are part of the show, you know, because, I don't know, you know, it's just more personal. And when I say, okay, you guys got to sing now, they sing. You know, and they talk back, and it becomes a real, I love that.
Ani DiFranco. This was recorded back in October during our 20th anniversary at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Thanks to Ani for joining us. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.